Of all the problems facing public schools, one that has stumped educators for years is how to get kids to show up. Truancy or chronic absenteeism can be a particular problem in low-income areas. State research shows attendance is tied to achievement, and kids who miss more than 6 days of school during the year tend to see their academic performance slip. In our ongoing series on What Works in Education, Martha Dalton visits Richards Middle School in Gwinnett County. It seems to have found a way to get kids excited about coming to class.
Remember middle school? For some kids, it can be that awkward space that comes after the comfort of elementary school and before the freedom of high school.
Middle school was such a terrible experience for me, and I did not make good decisions.
Mark McCain says those regrettable years are probably what propelled him to become a middle school principal. He came to Richards 6 years ago. At the time, scores on the state's former reading and math tests, called the CRCT, were so-so.
Our student pass rate was only at like 72% or 73%. But then in the last year, 2 years ago, that we gave the CRCT, our sixth grade and eighth grade pass rates were at 89% to 90%.
Richards is a Title I school. That means a high percentage of students come from low-income homes. Title I schools often face challenges like high suspension rates, low test scores, and sagging attendance. Not Richards.
I was looking, in fact, at January, and we had 99% attendance rate for our students.
A walk around the school reveals what could be Richard's secret weapon. It's a change in school climate where teachers interact in new ways with students who want to be there.
We have our M. What is our M?
One third.
Substitute that for M.
Larethea Cleveland's eighth grade math class is reviewing for a test, but they're not in the classroom. They're taking a gallery walk, also known as a scavenger hunt. Students like Clifton Williams make their way down a long hallway, solving problems posted on the wall every few feet.
Sometimes, you know, I mess up. Like, for example, when I was finding this problem,
I messed this one up.
And before I ask the teacher, I like to go back and look at my own mistake first.
Cleveland keeps a close eye on her students' progress, checking their comprehension as they move through the gallery of math problems.
What are you going to do? Walk me through what you're working on.
Research shows positive relationships with adults are critical to keeping kids in school, especially those at risk of dropping out.
Middle school is a tough time for our kids.
Reading teacher Felicia Strong is Richards' 2015 Teacher of the Year.
Being Title I, we have a lot of kids that deal with a lot of different things, so we have to display the compassion and that care for our students, for them to want to be in our classrooms.
The staff here also credits a discipline system the school adopted 6 years ago for some of the school's improvements. The program is called Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports, or PBIS. Behaviors are taught and reviewed like subjects. Students are rewarded for positive behaviors. Program coach Cherie Forrester says students know what's expected.
Instead of it being a guessing game, how do I act here? What do they want me to do here? It's just being consistent and speaking the same language across the board.
Principal Mark McCain says the program has worked in large part because teachers have embraced it. And achievement here isn't tied to time spent sitting behind a desk. It's felt throughout the school, whether in this seventh grade guitar class or this sixth grade English language arts class researching in the media center. Nicole Giraldo couldn't wait to show off her project for Black History Month.
Ruby Bridges, she was in the civil rights movement, I guess you could say, but she only did it when she was about 7 years old.
To Richards principal Mark McCain, this is what makes the school successful. Kids who are excited to come to class and learn. Despite its Title I status, Richards earned an 83 on the most recent state report card. McCain says his staff worked really hard to make the school a place where kids want to come every day.
That kind of positive mentality and attitude and framework from the teacher certainly trickles down into our students.
The rest, he says, high attendance, better test scores, fewer discipline problems, came as a result of those efforts. Martha Dalton, WABE News.